There's a classic little spiritual book called The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence, who was a Carmelite. And in it, the theme is pretty easy to figure out. It is namely, in whatever you are doing, to seek the presence of God, to see how it is that God is active in what you're doing at that moment. Now, this is not some pie in the sky abstract looking for God. It is as simple as, I'm washing the dishes. Where is God present in this moment? I'm at work doing my job, doing something ordinary, maybe something I don't even like. Where is God in this moment? I'm a mother or a father. Where is God in this moment? I go to school, I study, I learn. Where is God in this moment? This is exactly what Brother Lawrence suggests is a very important practice to be involved in. And he refers to it as a practice because he leans a little bit on the notion that when we do something repeatedly, it really kind of sinks in and becomes who we are and what we're about. And so today we encounter something quite ordinary, really. Two women who are mothers. Motherhood is very ordinary. Many of you are mothers. Many of you are probably grandmothers and maybe even great-grandmothers. It seems on some level that's such an ordinary thing. And yet most of us can identify very strongly with good lessons that we learn from our mother. Not lessons that were simply taught the way school is taught, where our mother gathered us into a situation and we took notes and we were tested, but rather that we demonstrated we had learned the lessons of our mother by the way in which we lived our lives. Two women, one young, the other old. Both the result of miraculous births. Now, I suspect if you were to say to any mother and you were to ask them to describe their birth, they would say, well, I had a miraculous birth too. That first moment when you hold your child has to be tremendously miraculous. Obviously, as a priest, I don't have any children. But the reality is that something so ordinary, when you think about it, people, women have babies, lots of them, all over the world every day. And yet, for the particular woman involved, there is no event that's quite like that moment when their child is placed in their arms. Where is the presence of God in our lives? Certainly, we get evidence that there's something miraculous going on in today's gospel. Mary goes out to the hill country. This, by the way, occurs before she has her conversation with Joseph. And in the midst of this, something miraculous happens. Mary greets Elizabeth, and at that moment, John the Baptist leaps in the womb. Now, what's interesting is that Elizabeth recognizes this as something extraordinary, something different from the other times when the baby leapt, moved, stirred, kicked. There's something really special here. And word must have reached Elizabeth, or it was because of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, because she knows that Mary's child is something different. Mary's child is the Son of God. Mary's child is the divine Christ who assumes human form. What miraculous things do you look for in your life? That's really, I think, sometimes the biggest challenge. The first reading tells us that God does great things with small, insignificant entities. Bethlehem was not a big entity in the kingdom of Judah. Small, not considered even important enough to be one of the 12 tribes. But it is in Bethlehem that Jesus is born. We have in our own lives those moments where we might think, what am I doing? This is so insignificant. In a world where there's conflict and division and busyness and people seem to have conflicting opinions on just about everything, maybe things would be a little different if we practiced the presence of God. If we thought in our lives about where God is active, what is God calling me to do? How is God present in this situation? And how is it that God wants me to live my life? God has promised us great things. God promised Mary a great thing. Elizabeth mentions it, that the belief, the faith of Mary enabled God to fulfill his promise. But so too can we. And so today, ask God for the grace to believe what was spoken to you and to me, to us, and ask God for the grace to fulfill the promise God has made.